Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Justin Fenton of the Baltimore Sun. Justin, one of the busiest people in the city because of all of the shooting that's been going on. And lots of stuff following on from that, including a massive reorganization, or it looks massive anyway, of the police department and the mayor's decision to refocus our attention on something that she had done in her budget.
Yes, yeah, so reporters were summoned to City Hall for a press conference with the mayor, the U.S. attorney, the state's attorney, and the police commissioner. They were emphasizing something in the mayor's budget that was approved and went into effect July 1st, which was the hiring of two new city prosecutors who are going to be what they call cross-designated to take on federal cases. So these prosecutors will be under the watch of Greg Bernstein, but will be trying cases in federal court where the penalties are stiffer. This is something that the mayor had been working on for months. It was approved. They haven't hired them yet, and so that's something that will play out more of a long-term kind of thing.
In what way, if any, do you think this would have an impact on what's before us now, all the shooting and killing and violence?
The authorities' ability to develop federal cases and bring them in that venue, you know, they hope that that sends a threat of longer sentences and is a deterrent. But, you know, those cases haven't even begun to be compiled. That's more of a longer-term thing. And it should be noted that Rod Rosenstein's office, due to federal budget cuts, is operating with less prosecutors than it has been. So this kind of gets them back up a little bit towards where they used to be.
And what about the reorganization of the police department? Some have wondered why this would be the point that Commissioner Bass would decide to do such a wholesale reorganization.
Yeah, since he got here in the fall, he has been tinkering with the organizational structure of the department. And certainly this week, there was a massive reorganization in terms of new positions being created, new zones being created in terms of where commanders are supposed to be watching. 15 people got promoted. There were 4 police districts that got new commanders. And even if this was something that was in the works for a long time, it seemed to catch a lot of people off guard, and there was questions about whether that was the right time to be moving people. Of the districts that saw changes, they were districts that were doing well as far as the crime stats go. The Northwestern District, the Northern District, they're not experiencing the burst of violence that are happening in other areas of the city. And some of the complaints were that if it's not broke, don't try to fix it.
What did he say about why this was a good time to do this?
They described it as a long and narrow command staff. There's many rungs to it. And when people hit 20 years, they're usually out the door. They wanted to create a sort of a deeper command staff where people don't have as much on their shoulders. And when they leave, it's not as jarring. So some of the things that have been done include there have been 2 deputy commissioners for the past 15 years. There's now 3, 2 on the operational side instead of 1. And while it's some of the same faces, their responsibilities have changed. He wants to promote fresh talent. You know, I think that the commissioner talks a lot about a 3 to 5 year plan for the agency. Not sure how long he's planning to stay here, but he talked about wanting to prepare people to eventually take his spot.
I would think he would want to avoid the idea that we're just rearranging the deck chairs, as people say.
Right. I think they have tried to avoid making any moves that would seem reactionary or rash. Even if this has been in the works for a long time, the timing may not be the best if they're trying to send a message other than that. There's 2 commanders in every district, and each district, even where there was changes, retained at least 1 person. In other cases, the person who was the number 2 is now the number 1. So they see a lot of continuity there while sort of getting the department better positioned to deal with things going forward.
Okay, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
For Justin Fenton, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.